Clyde Pilkinen here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. In Mark's Gospel, we read an interesting encounter that our Lord Jesus Christ had with a blind man. Jesus healed him, but Jesus' first touch was only for partial sight. He could only see men walking as trees. That is, his sight was such that the only way he could distinguish between men and trees was the fact that the men were moving about or walking. Of course, after a second touch of the Savior's hand, he was then able to see every man clearly. A.E. Knox shows us the very important dispensational application of this miracle in relationship to the nation Israel. He writes in the Concordant Commentary, "The Lord could have healed him completely in an instant, but he did not choose to do so. It is evidently another sign, and we will find its meaning in the restoration of Israel's spiritual sight. At first they were blinded, and their sight was blurred. After he saw clearly, so it will be with Israel. In the past, they saw that there would be a gradual growth like a tree unto the kingdom, but it'll take another application of his hands in the future to restore them. Then they will no longer be puzzled by the course of events. Throughout the past proclamation of the kingdom, especially in the Pentecostal era, the prospect of the kingdom was vague. It will not be so at the time of the end." Oh, wonderful perspective. But you know, it's interesting that that's sort of the way it is with us too. It's not only true of God's dealing with Israel, but it's often his method in the way he works with us. Paul prays that those of us who are already saved, that our eyes of understanding might be enlightened. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. Spiritually, this has been the experience of many of us. It was not until God had done a greater work in our hearts that our spiritual eyes were fully open, that we could see every man clearly for who they really are, loved of the Father. The far-reaching, triumphant work of Jesus Christ was not limited to us. He was not partial in his work and accomplishment. He was all-inclusive. Christ did his wonderful work not just for you and me, but for all of those around us as well. 2 Corinthians 5:19 says that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. Colossians 1:20, "And having made peace by the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven." And 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 28, "And when all things shall be subjected unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subjected unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all." Well, we now see every man clearly in their relationship to the all-inclusive Father of reconciliation. The more we learn of Father, the more we will see things and people as he sees them. Now a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's Jackson Browne singing, "Doctor, My Eyes."
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what is wrong. Was I unwise to leave them open for so long? I have wondered I never noticed them until I got this feeling that it's later than it seems. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what you see. I hear their cries. Just say if it's too late for me. To cry.